I do want to ask an interest in your prayers. I know, as usual, I make it a matter of prayer what the Lord might have me to say tonight. And I know it's scriptures I've used before, but they seem to be staying on my mind this week. I know Brother David asked me last week if I preach tonight. And it's going to be part of this sermon. I know I've used part of this last month in a sermon I preached in New York. Or I guess I should say to New York. I didn't go there, but to New York. And they've kind of stayed on my mind. So I know I do need your prayers in this. And I'm going to start by reading a song, which may be a little unusual. But it's number 341. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. And I know that's where we want to be, that our faith, our trust, our love is in the Lord. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, for our toil he does richly repay. Not a grief nor loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. But we can never prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. And in that verse, this never fear, that is something that stays on my mind in this day and time that we are living in. We see so many things going on around us in the world. I know the Lord tells us in the scriptures not to fear in this time, but our faith and our trust needs to be in him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I know that's where the Lord wants us before him, to be happy before him, that our faith and our trust is in him, that we're doing those things that are right and pleasing in his sight. I'll probably read quite a bit tonight. The scriptures that have stayed in my mind, I'm going to start with, as I'm going to go to 1 Peter in the 5th chapter. And I know, as I have already said, our faith, our trust needs to be in the Lord, and we want to be doing the things that are pleasing before him. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. And I know this is Peter talking to those that were there, and I kind of take it as he's talking to me and telling me what I need to do. And I know, on the second verse, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. I know that's my desire, is to bring forth that the word of the Lord, that he's given me. And I know that's the desire of my brothers as they stand up here, as they want to serve the Lord, and they want to be serving you. And I know that should be our desire on each one of us, to be serving the Lord and to be serving and helping one another. And I know we do these things willingly to be in that service. And like it says here, not by constraint, but of a ready mind. We want to be doing the Lord's will and what's pleasing before him. Going to the third verse. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but be an example to the flock. And I know I've read a couple of these scriptures, I think, before. But I look at myself and wonder, have I been an example before others in the church? Have I been an example to those out of the church in my life? I know that's where I want to be and where I know the Lord wants us to be. I'd like to read a couple of scriptures. I'm going to start in, it's on page 161. 2 Nephi, the 13th chapter. And this is Nephi here prophesying. And I think I'll start with the 6th verse. Wherefore I would that ye should remember that I have spoken unto you concerning that prophet which the Lord showed unto me, that should baptize the Lamb of God, which should take away the sin of the world. And now if the Lamb of God being holy, should have need to be baptized by water to fulfill all righteousness. Oh then, how much more need have we, being unholy, to be baptized, yea, even water. And now I would ask of you, my beloved brethren, wherein the Lamb of God did fulfill all righteousness in being baptized by water, know ye not that he was holy? But notwithstanding, he being holy, he showeth unto the children of men that according to the flesh he humbled himself before the Father, and witnesses unto the Father that he would be obedient unto him and keeping his commandments. I believe he's shown us that example there. He's being obedient unto his Father and keeping the commandments his Father has given unto him, that he has given unto us. Wherefore, after he was baptized with water, the Holy Ghost descended upon him in the form of a dove. And again, it showeth unto the children of men the straightness of the path and the narrowness of the gate by which they should enter, he having set the example before them. And he said unto the children of men, follow thou me. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, can we follow Jesus, say we shall be willing to keep the commandments of the Father? And again, I know that is our desire, to be doing our Heavenly Father's will, following the scriptures, the commandments that he has given unto us, knowing what we would be in need of, showing us and giving us that example to Father, to follow, that he has did the will of his Father. I'd like to also turn over to page 651. And this is similar to what I just read, but this is the Lord speaking here. This is 3 Nephi, 8th chapter. I think I'll start with the 42nd verse. And this is just after the the Lord had given those there the sacrament. And I know we had that opportunity this morning. And I give unto you, this is the Lord speaking, I give unto you a commandment that ye shall do these things. Ye shall do these things. And if ye shall always do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be built, for ye are built upon my rock. But whoso among you shall do more or less than these are not built upon my rock, but are built upon a sandy foundation. When the rains descend, the floods come, the winds blow and beat upon them, they shall fall, and the gates of hell are already open to receive them. Therefore, blessed are ye, if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me, that I should give unto you. Again, I know that is our desire, to be following those commandments that the Lord has given unto us, that the Father gave to him for us. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people, who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set the example for you. And again, the Lord has given us that example to follow. He did the will of his Father. He followed the commandments of his Father. And I know that is our desire. Have that faith, that trust, and that love in the Lord and in each other. Going to the back into 1 Peter, 5th chapter, and the 4th verse. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And I know this, again, is where we want to be. We want to be those humble followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and of God, our Father. God the Father. And I know we need where the Lord wants us to be. Those humble followers before him. Going to the 7th verse. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. I think that shows the love, I believe, shows the love the Lord has for us, for his creation. And it shows, I believe, the love that we have to him, that we can cast our care on him, that we can go to him in our time of need, and he hears our prayers, and he answers them. I'm going to come back to this, but I'm going to go over a page. 649, this is back into 3 Nephi, the 8th chapter. And just read a couple verses there. Start with the 19th. And this is the Lord again speaking. Maybe I'll start with the 17th. And then after this manner do we bear record. The eye has never seen, neither has the ear heard, before so great and marvelous things as we saw and heard Jesus speak unto the Father. And no tongue can speak, neither can be written by any man, neither can the hearts of men conceive so great and marvelous things as we both saw and heard Jesus speak. And no one can conceive of the joy which filled our souls at the time we heard him pray for us unto the Father. It's gone to the Father for us. And it came to pass that when Jesus had made an end of praying unto the Father, he arose. So great was the joy of the multitude that they were overcome. It came to pass that Jesus spake unto them and bade them arise. And they arose, and he said unto them, Blessed are ye because of your faith. And now, behold, my joy is full. And I know that's where we want to be able to stand before the Lord. That when he looks at us, he can say that, Blessed are ye because of your faith. And now my joy is full. That his joy was me full. Going over to back to 1 Peter, the 8th verse. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And I know, as I said to start, we know Satan is at work in the world today. We know his desire is to draw people away from the Lord. And I know it is our desire to be serving the Lord. And I know we need to be careful in this time, that we don't get caught up in these things around us in the world that would drag us down. But our faith and our trust get stronger each day. Going to the 9th verse. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever. Amen. And I looked at that 10th verse. I know I've said this before. I look at myself and I know I don't. I look at myself and don't feel I can be perfect. But I don't think the Lord would give us something to do if it isn't something that we can accomplish. And I know it is his desire that we work to that perfection. And I was going to turn back into the Book of Mormon and just read a couple short verses on this. And this is in 1 Nephi, first chapter. Start with the 59th verse. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, returned from speaking with the Lord to the tent of my father. And it came to pass that he spake unto me, saying, Behold, I have dreamed a dream in the which the Lord has commanded me that thou and thy brethren shall return to Jerusalem. For behold, Laban has a record of the Jews, and also a genealogy of thy forefathers, and they are engraven upon the plates of brass. Wherefore the Lord has commanded me that thou and thy brothers should go unto the house of Laban, and seek the records, and bring them down hither into the wilderness. And now behold, thy brothers murmur, saying, It is a hard thing which I have required of them. But behold, I have not required of it of them, but it is a commandment of the Lord. Therefore go, my son, and speak thou. Therefore go, my son, and thou shalt be favored of the Lord, because thou hast not murmured. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, said unto my father, I will go and do the things which the Lord has commanded. For I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them that they may accomplish the thing which he commanded them. And again, I know the Lord doesn't give us something to do if it isn't possible to do. But again, it comes back to our faith, our trust, and our love needs to be in him. That we rely on him and go to him, and that he will be with us. I'd like to go now into 2 Peter, first chapter, and just read a few verses. I think they're there, again, instructions or help for us in this time. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that we want that charity, that love that the Lord has. I'm going to go to read just a couple short verses there. Page 768, it's in Moroni. I think I'll just read the 50th to the 52nd, maybe the 53rd. And if a man be meek and lowly in heart, and confesses by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, he must needs have charity. For if he have not charity, he is nothing. Wherefore he must needs have charity. Charity suffereth long, and is kind, and envieth not, is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, hear nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all. For all things must fail, but charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day shall be well with him. Again, we know we want that pure love of Christ, that love in our lives, that we may be doing those things that are right and pleasing before you. Going to the 53rd verse. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with this love which he has bestowed upon all who are the true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ. That ye may become the sons of God, And when he shall appear, ye shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified, even as he is pure. Again, I know that's where we want to be, having that pure love of Christ in our lives to lead us and direct us, to guide us. And I'd like to go into back into the Bible. And I'm going to read just some going into 1 John. And I'm going to start in that 18th, 3rd John, 18th verse. First John, 3rd chapter. Hereby perceive we the love of God. I'm sorry, I'm going to go on to the 18th verse. My children, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. And hereby we know that we are the truth, and are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemneth, God is greater than our heart, and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And I know that's where we want to be. We want to be following the scriptures, the commandments that the Lord has given to us, knowing again what we would be in need of, that will keep us in the straight way before him. And we want to be doing, as it says here, doing those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. And I know that he has given us his scriptures, his commandments. He has given us that Spirit be with us in this day and the time that we are living in to help us. We know that, again, there's so many things going on in the world. I'm going to the next chapter in the 4th verse. And this is a verse I've always liked. Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That Spirit, that love, that is from the Lord is greater in us than those things that are around us in this world. And that our faith and our trust and our love continually need to be in the Lord. And he will be with us. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knoweth God hears us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. I'm going down to the 16th verse. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. And again, I know that's where the Lord wants us to be. That we don't fear in this time that we have. There's no fear in love. A perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth his brother, who loveth God, love his brother also. And I know, I believe we heard that yesterday. We know the love our brother Dan had. I know I felt that love. And I know the love that others had for him. And we are thankful for that. I'm going to go over and read into Psalms and read just a couple of scriptures on not to fear in this time that we have here. The first one is a familiar psalm to us, and I know I've read it before, and I know I'll read it again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And I know that's where the Lord wants us before him. Not to fear. To fear no evil. But our trust, our faith, our love will be in him. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I know that is where we are looking forward to, or what we are looking forward to be with the Lord, his kingdom. Going over to the 37th Psalm. I believe, again, this is one that the Lord is telling us not to fear in this time that we have before him. Before him. Starting the first verse. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be, they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And I know again, this is where we want to be. The faith, our trust is in the Lord. We'll go over and just coming back to that, but read just a couple short scriptures in the Book of Mormon. First one's 2 Nephi, 3rd chapter, and just a few verses, starting with. May I start at the 57th? O Lord, wilt thou make a way for mine escape before mine enemies? Wilt thou make my path straight before me? Wilt thou not place a stumbling block in my way, but that thou wouldest clear my way before me? and hedge not up my way, but the ways of mine enemy. O Lord, I have trusted in thee. I will trust in thee forever. I will not put my trust in the arm of flesh, for I know as cursed is he that put his trust in the arm of flesh. And I know that is where our faith, our trust again needs to be with the Lord. And also, page 434, this is Alma, 17th chapter. And just read two verses here. Starting with third. And now, O my son Helaman, behold, thou art in thy youth. Therefore I beseech of thee that thou wilt hear my words and learn of me. For I do know that whosoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials and their troubles and their afflictions, shall be lifted up at the last day. We know that if we do put our faith, our trust in the Lord, as it says here, for I do know that whosoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials and their troubles and their afflictions, and shall be lifted up at the last day. And I would not that you think that I know this of myself, not of the temporal, but of the spiritual, not of the carnal, but of God. Again, I know I'm repeating myself. I know that's where our trust and our faith needs to be in the Lord. And going back to the 37th Psalm, fourth verse, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And again, I know we want that trust there. And I believe that we have made that commitment before him. I'm going to go into back into the Book of Mormon. Just read a few verses. Mosiah, third chapter. Starting with the first verse. And now it came to pass that when King Benjamin had thus spoken to his people, he sent among them desiring to know of his people if they believed the word which he had spoken unto them. And they all cried with one voice, yea, we believe all the words which thou hast spoken unto us. And also we know of their surety and truth, because of the Spirit of the Lord Omnipotent, which has wrought a mighty change in us, or in our hearts, that we have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. And we ourselves also, through the infinite goodness of God, and manifestations of his Spirit, have great views of that which is to come, and were expedient, we could prophesy of all things. And it is the faith which we have had on the things which our King has spoken unto us, and has brought us to this great knowledge, whereby we do rejoice with such exceeding great joy. And we are willing to enter into a covenant with our God to do his will and to be obedient to his commandments in all things that he shall command us, all the remainder of our days, that we may not bring upon ourselves a never-ending torment, as has been spoken of by the angels, that we may not drink out of the cup of the wrath of God. And now these are the words which King Benjamin desired of them. Therefore he said unto them, ye have spoken the words that I desired, and the covenant which ye have made is a righteous covenant. And now because of the covenant which ye have made, ye shall be called the children of Christ, his sons and his daughters. And isn't that where we want to be? Sons and daughters of our Lord and Savior. Our Lord and Savior. For behold, this day he has spiritually begotten you, for you say your hearts are changed through faith on his name. Therefore ye are born of him and have become his sons and daughters. Thought I'd just read that again. Know where we want to be. Going back to Psalms, 37th chapter. Going to the sixth verse. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as a light, thy judgment as a noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, when the wicked shall not be, he also diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Now I'd like to go down to the 39th verse. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble. We know that the Lord is our strength. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Again, we want that faith and that trust in the Lord. I'd like to go over and read one more psalm. One we all know again, the 100th Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. I know that's where we want to be, serving the Lord. Know ye the Lord. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Again, where we want to be his sheep and his people. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Again, I know we need to have that faith, our trust in the Lord, and be thankful unto him for his many blessings and love. I'd like to go over back into the Book of Mormon, just read a couple of verses. This is 4th Nephi, 1st chapter. And this is after the Lord was on this land. And I'm just going to read part of it here, starting with the 17th verse. And it shall come to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. There were no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lying, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. And I know this is where the Lord wants us to be happy in our service to Him. There were no robbers, no murderers, neither were Lamanites nor any Madianites, but they were one, in one, the children of Christ and heirs to the kingdom of God. And I know that is where we want to be with the Lord and to be with Him in His kingdom. And the first or the 17th verse tells us what we need to do. Pass, there is no contention land because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And I know we need that love in our lives, in the things we do, the way we lead our lives, to each other, to those around us in the world today, that we need that love. I'd like to read one more scripture. Going over to 14th John, I pray I may have brought out a few scriptures tonight that be of help to us in the day and the time that we are living in, doing the things that are right and pleasing before the Lord. John 14th chapter, starting with the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And I know that's where we want to be again with the Lord. I think it shows that love that the Lord has for us, that He has gone to prepare a place for us. He tells us, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And I know that we want to be with the Lord in His kingdom. Going to the 21st verse. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And the 27th verse. Peace I leave with you. This is the Lord speaking here. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Again, that our faith, our love, our trust is in the Lord, and that we don't have fear in this time that we live in. I had another song that I was going to read in closing, but I asked our sister if she cared if we could change it to 378. I thank you.